This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to bring in the head coach of the Houston Cougars, who took care of business on Saturday against Arizona, Major Applewhite, with us here. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're doing not as well as you are. I mean, goodness gracious, that came out. I mean, did you even think that you guys would put it on that fast and that hard in that first half?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you prepared. You know, those guys played so hard. They prepared so hard. So, you know, we just told our guys, hey, prepare hard, expect good things. And they went out there, and we know what we're capable of, and we all play well, and we all play well at the same time. So it wasn't a complete shock. We're not going to be, you know, all cocky and all that kind of stuff. But we'd like to think that if we play well and all play well at the same time, we could be like that.
This is not a joke. I kind of lost track of time. Like, oh, you know, the Arizona-Houston game started. So I go turn it on. It's 21-0. We're in the first quarter. It's 21-0. Like, what the hell did I miss already? Well, don't worry. You can just keep watching. You'll still get to see some scores. It's no big deal. Yeah. You can just keep watching. And I'm seeing quarterbacks throw to receivers, receivers throw to quarterbacks, receivers to receivers, quarterbacks to quarterbacks. You got guys who play multiple positions out there on your team. That's kind of a unique situation you have where you're backups. You're like, you're one of our better football players. We're just going to get you out on the field and make plays.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun watching the ball being distributed like that. You know, and Coach Biles does a great job of that. There are eight guys that had different, you know, eight guys had catches. A lot of people saw the end zone. And that's what we have to do. You know, we're built differently in terms of our skill players on the outside, and we've got to get them to touch the ball as much as humanly possible. We can do some things inside in the A gap and the B gap and run the ball, but most of our speed, most of our explosiveness is outside, so we've got to find ways to feature those guys.
And I was there, Coach, and it was unbelievable. I mean, I don't have to stay here anymore. I mean, this was a whooping, 31-0 at the half, and it should have been even worse. Was it Marquez Stevenson that dropped that perfect ball?
Yeah, you know, and man, I don't like being super critical of our players unless it's mental mistakes. You know, I mean, we're going to all make physical mistakes. You know, quarterbacks, when I was playing quarterback, you're going to miss some open guys. It happens. You know, if you miss too many of them, you don't play. But if you're good enough and you hit them and you miss one every now and again, people understand that there's physical errors. And when you're going to be aggressive down the field and you're going to throw deep balls, some are going to hit the ground. And it's no different than Harden banging one off the iron. Right. He's going to make more than he's going to miss. So let's continue to stay with the plan. Let's trust our players. They're explosive. Let's do what we do. And we'll make the next one, or we'll catch the next one.
Boy, Kendall Briles has made a huge difference offensively so far through the first couple of games. I mean, it's early, but clearly, you know, I think a lot of people have the impression that college football turned into a lot of sideways football and all the bubble screen. And there was a proliferation of that. But that is, you know, his mode has always been, let's attack vertically. Let's get the chunk plays, because you can't nickel and dime your way down the field forever. At some point, guys are going to make mistakes. Chunk plays are where it's at, because you don't need long to score, and you guys are getting your fair share of chunk plays right now. What is it about his offense that and maybe yours, an incorporation of yours, that opens itself up to more of those chunk plays down the field?
Well, you attack safeties, you attack corners, you attack personnel. You know, and there's a lot of offenses, in my opinion, that, hey, this beats this coverage and this beats that coverage, but who are you beating who with? That's great. So you've got a post route that's going to go over the top of quarters. Wonderful. Well, do you have the right wide receiver and the on the right corner, or are you just saying, hey, we'll get over the safety? You need to have the right player running that route, and you need to have him running against the wrong defensive player. And so you got to spend time getting people matched up on people. Because it's not about the arrow on the board. It's about the kid that's actually out there running and catching the ball. And you've got to be aggressive and understand, you know, that mentality of is the type of team we're going to be. We're going to take shots downfield. We're going to have second and 10, second and 9, second and 8, because we're going to be aggressive. And you have to recruit those type of players and feature everything that you do. That has to be your mentality, you know, of I'm not going to hand it, flip it, toss it, throw it to a guy that can't score. And that's why you see certain people taking snaps at quarterback and tailback or wide receiver. And you saw all the mixtures of touches in the first half that we had last week.
We're talking with Major Applewhite, traveling to Tech this week for a rematch against the Red Raiders. And I don't know. It just seems to me that Derek is in a different place this year. Now, I know he had a huge game, and you can throw all the accolades and everything else at him. But I'm sorry. He reminds me of Greg Ward. Is that fair?
Different. I mean, he's a guy I feel like is different. I mean, he's been a passing offense in high school. I love Greg, to coach Greg, but I feel like he came in with a lot of throwing the ball, a lot of 7-on-7, just a little bit more understanding of the passing game. Greg had to really work his tail off to get caught up, and he did. But I think they are similar in that standpoint. They both work their tail off, and they're great competitors, and they can overcome a lot of bad looks out on the field. They can save you as a play caller if you have them in the wrong look. So they have those attributes, but I just feel like Derek's, probably early on, have more experience in the passing game and seeing coverages.
Well, he was on fire the other day. What about playing against this Gibbs and Spav defense this week? They had some problems in week one, but well, it was Lamar last week. What are you seeing on tape from the Tech defense?
They're really good. I mean, they've got all their guys coming back. I mean, 8 or 9 of their returning, starters. Very solid up front. Their defensive front's really good. They take the ball away. People are gonna get yards on you nowadays, but they're good on third down. They're good in the red zone. They're good at taking the ball away, and they're giving up about 23 points a game. So we've got a very tough challenge, but we're excited about it. And it's a chance to go on the road and play a really good team in their house, and our guys are excited about it.
Major Applewhite with us on ESPN 97.5. We talked to Cliff on Monday and asked, and I said, well, what does this game mean? Well, he said, we were recruiting the Houston area, so we would like to say, we beat, Houston, so when we're going for the same kid. Is that a big deal? Does that count when you're trying to recruit a kid?
Yeah. I mean, winning. Doesn't matter where you win, who you win, winning. When you have a lot of numbers on the left and not very many numbers on the right, and you show that to a recruit, they want to play for a winner. So it's about winning. It's not who, when, where. It's about showing that kid that you win.
It has to feel good. You unless you go back and watch a broadcast version, you don't know this, but I'd say about 30% of the broadcast was dedicated to Ed Oliver. And when the game got out of hand, it was even more so. I mean, the production team did a lot of work on making sure that they had packages ready for Ed Oliver, what they're going to talk about. You can tell their production meeting had a lot of Ed Oliver talk, and rightfully so. But I think that's got to be a big benefit to you as well when kids are watching on TV and they say, hey, this 5-star guy stayed home and he's getting the same attention. There's talk about him being, an early draft pick. There's talk about him maybe making it to, can he make it to Manhattan for the Heisman Trophy ceremony? That kind of knocks out the idea that you can't get attention unless you're in a big conference or at a big, a big name brand high-end school. You can get the same thing at University of Houston in terms of that attention. That disproves it.
Right. Absolutely right. Your brand, it's so easier to put your brand out there now. It used to have to only come through certain networks because, there just wasn't as many outlets to watch as many college football games. Now you can virtually see any game that's being played right now in your hand. And so for Ed to be able to take his brand wherever he wants, because one thing that's not going to change is him. So whether he's wearing red or whether he's wearing purple and gold or burnt orange, Ed's going to be Ed. So for him to be able to come here and say, listen, this is what I can do with the Houston brand. This is the recognition you can get here when you play the level of ball that I'm playing, is testimony as to how this works out for you.
But maybe being
lost, how it's going to work out for you.
Yeah, maybe being lost in it is how well Austin Robinson is playing.
I'm sorry?
Maybe getting lost in it is how well other guys are playing, like Austin Robinson?
Yeah, I don't think it's getting lost in it. I think it's important, that it's just a team concept. you know, I mean, everybody's playing well. It's not just a one-man defense. But in terms of, you know, last question, it's testimony, it's proof in the pudding that, hey, listen, I'm a great player. I'm a great player in high school. I'm going to go to one of the five largest media markets in the country, and I'm going to throw my thing out there, and I'm going to let people see it from Houston. And they're going to cover the Rockets. They're going to cover the Astros. They're going to cover the Texans, and they're going to cover the hometown college football team. And I'm going to go do my five-star thing over there, and everybody's going to see me the same way they saw Ed Oliver. I mean, it's a formula, so you can see it, and kids can come do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, good luck this week traveling to Tech. That's never easy playing over there with the Tortillas.
No. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be good stuff. We're looking forward to it, too. We'll be watching, Coach. We appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the big win.
All right, thanks for having us on. Go Cougs.
All right, we'll see you.
There he is, Major Applewhite, right here every week on ESPN 97.5.